The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Another big movie is skipping the big screen as moviegoers stay away from theaters. We're talking about that with media analyst Tom Lason, based in Seattle. Tom, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Another Pixar movie is going straight to Disney Plus, but it's a little different. There's one catch this time compared to the other two major Disney titles that went direct to streaming. And what is that?
Well, people will like to hear this, and I'm going to use air quotes here. It's free. Mulan hit folks for $30. I would really like to know what the economics were on this. But Soul is coming out on Christmas to 60 million subs on Disney Plus with no additional charge. So I won't say free, but I'll just say with no additional charge.
Yeah, you do have to pay for the Disney Plus subscription to begin with, and It's been about a year since Disney Plus made its debut. It went live back in November, and who could have thought 365 days ago that that would be the shining star of Disney's businesses, because all of the other ones would be impacted substantially by the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yeah, that's so true. But, you know, they have that infrastructure built. They're very vertically integrated, and that's been the goal here. They've got a robust subscription base right into the home. They're a content creating machine, particularly when it comes to animated shorts or animated feature films, where you don't have some of the production problems that a lot of major filmmakers and the studios are running into with COVID-19. You know, we're coming off an issue here in the past couple of days where Regal has shuttered all 536 of its domestic locations. The secular trends on theater going are grim. Time Warner came out with Tenet and gave it a shot earlier in the fall. It was a spy thriller, but from all reporting, it was a bust. So we just have some major concerns going forward about the secular existential. Yeah, it's an existential threat, COVID is, to the theater business, and it's going to be very interesting to see how it all winds up.
Have the movie theater chains done any audience research to suggest that they would go back to the theater, let's say there's a vaccine and it's safe to do so, that they would actually go see movies in a theater again, or have they fallen in love with their streaming box and are happy with movie night in the living room?
I don't have access to their in-house research, of course, but my gut tells me that if people are willing to go back after there's a vaccine, you know, the distribution model there is much more profitable. Reed Hastings isn't about handing billions of dollars out the door for distribution. He's the distribution. He is spending a lot of money on content creation, but if the movie going and the theater going public wants that experience, that's a decision we can make. We can decide to buy a ticket. We can decide to go see a blockbuster in the theaters. There's no law that says it has to go away. It's just right now, it looks pretty grim.
Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. Tom Lason, media analyst based in Seattle, Washington. You can get his insights all the time on Twitter @TomLason.